Good evening and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Sunday evening, June 7, 2009. It is now 8:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good evening, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Email us anytime at comments@libertytalkradio.com. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com, mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. In his weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on contraryinvestorscafe.com. Well, good evening, everyone. Oh, and one other thing, please. I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Thank you. Okay. This evening, we have a very, very exciting guest. Her name is Sherry Clark. Sherry is the publisher of the Liberty Voice newspaper. It's an independent newspaper which features national news and commentary. The Liberty Voice mission is to educate the public, give a voice to the silent, and restore the Constitution. Ms. Clark will talk about her many experiences as an activist and what she thinks has worked as well as what has not. If you want to make the most out of your activist resources of time and money, you won't want to miss this program, I'll tell you that. Well, I became familiar, in contact with Ms. Clark through a friend of mine here in Tulsa who has met her, and he was very impressed with her. Now, folks, let me say this. There are a handful of people, of which Sherry is one, that actually go out and do a lot of work for everyone. Everyone benefits. And basically, to their expense, especially Sherry's expense, she does not permit any advertising in her newspaper. I don't know how she does it. She foots the bill all by herself. It's about an 8-page paper. I have one of the last issues here. I'm not sure if this is the very latest one. Supreme Court limits police ability to search your car. One, and then there's another article, Target, the Second Amendment. Oh, there's excellent articles throughout the entire newspaper. I get it once a month. Here, depleted uranium, worse than Saddam. And they're talking about the uranium that is left over from the occupation in Iraq. The uranium dust, that is. All sorts of articles. The cybersecurity used as a pretext to shut down the internet. Turning the tables on Wall Street. North Dakota shows cash-starved states how they can create their own credit. And it goes on and on. And each one gives us insight as to what people are doing or what can be done to restore this nation to the republic it was intended to be, instead of the republic that our current administration and past administrations want it to be. And there is a heck of a difference. Now, we're waiting for Sherry to call in. I asked her to call in about 5 minutes after the hour so I can give her have plenty of time for station identification and for her introduction. And I just want to read you one email, which I thought was really cool. I am wearing my Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt today, as I do every Saturday. And while at Costco, I was approached by someone that works there. He said that he liked my shirt and that he listens to your show all the time and also Alex Jones' InfoWars show. I hope this shirt attracts more listeners. Keep up the good work and thank you for your show, John in San Diego. John, thank you, thank you, thank you. A million thank yous. That is absolutely terrific. You know, it's awfully discouraging when you have a radio program and you're not certain whether or not you're speaking to thin air. Now, Rush Limbaugh knows how many listeners he has, they do all sorts of surveys, and it's always in the millions. So he's not concerned whether or not, you know, he has, you know, 30,000 listeners or 30 million listeners or 35 million. It makes no difference. But it's awfully disconcerting when you have a program such as this, and you're just not certain. You know there are people listening. I mean, because you get tick marks on your webpage and all this other good stuff, which I really don't pay much attention to, and I should. Excuse me. But you do put a lot of work and effort into it, and there are many, many times where you decide, well, geez, you know, I'm not sure if all this work is worth it. Not that you don't think the work itself has value, but you're not certain whether or not it's getting across. And every once in a while, I will get an email that will just absolutely knock my socks off. I got one from a Chinese national from Malaysia once, saying when I said that I was thinking about closing down the station, he says, please don't do that. We need to hear from you. I mean, how do you just say, to heck with you, not interested, goodbye? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get off the air just for a second, because Sherry's not here yet, and I'm concerned, and I'm the only one in the studio today. My wife usually assists me, but she's in Dallas today, tonight, and she won't be back until tomorrow afternoon, so I am doing everything solo. I am going to see if I can contact her if she does not get on the air in the next... oh, here she is now. Okay, good. Boy. Good evening.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Sherry, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I was getting a little concerned because it was about 7 minutes past the hour, and I thought, uh-oh, maybe we had a glitch somewhere, and I'm alone in the studio today because everyone else is out, and my wife, who normally assists me, is in Dallas. And, of course, I'm in Tulsa, so, you know, her arms are not that long, so she couldn't help me, and she usually mans the phones and stuff like that. So I'm going to solo this today, and we'll see how this thing works out. Okay, Sherry?
Fantastic.
All right, Sherry, I just gave you an introduction and a glowing introduction at that. And I want to ask you an open focus question. I just read an email that I received, and I'm not sure if you heard this, from a listener in San Diego. And he said he was wearing his T-shirt, and he was at Costco. And a fellow stopped him and says, oh, I listen to that station all the time together with Alex Jones's station. And, you know, so you never know if you're going to reach somebody. But here's my question. I know you, what you do is a labor of love, like so many of us, what we do. And your efforts are just absolutely remarkable. Tell us the background first, before we get into anything. Give us some background as to how you got where you are today of publishing a newspaper and why you did it and all that good stuff, okay?
Well, sure, Joe. I have kind of an unusual story. I was a happy, Republican, wealthy housewife and lived in a huge mansion, partied for a living, and pretty much, you know, it's like I talk about my political life kind of like I'm an Ohio State Buckeye fan. Well, why am I an Ohio State Buckeye fan? Well, because I'm from Central Ohio. That's why. And my family all went to Ohio State, and I inherited my political beliefs much the same way. My family all voted for George Bush. We're all Republicans. Everyone in, you know, we're from the Ohio State, you know, right. Not only scarlet and gray, but also very red in the Republican sense. And one day, I was at the library with my little pumpkin heads. I have at the time, they were probably 2 and 3 years old. And I saw this book on my way out the door, on the way out to the checkout counter, and it was Crimes Against Nature by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And if I'd have even read the subtitle of that book, which was How Bush and His Cronies, or How Bush and Co. Have, you know, ruined our country and poisoned the earth, basically, I probably would never have checked it out. But I did. And by the first chapter, my heart was racing. And by the end of the book, he was comparing Bush to Hitler.
Yeah.
And when I investigate, you know, I found him very credible. He backed up all of his sources. And at the time, I was very concerned about more than anything, I was concerned about our environment. And I had just watched The Inconvenient Truth. I was trying to decide where to put my efforts because as a mother, I wanted my children to have a healthy earth and a robust republic.
Right, a future.
And
yeah.
I didn't know where to put my efforts. So in investigating it, I stumbled upon Prison Planet. And at the time, it was a bright yellow and black masthead across the... It was just this really, confrontational
right.
website.
Right.
But it had a lot of the information that I was delving into. And one of the things that I just happened upon was Loose Change.
Uh-huh.
And I watched that movie. And, like, within probably 10 minutes, I was like, oh, I had this really bad feeling that it
right.
was true.
Right.
And ironically, by the end of the movie, I was so angry that I was determined to debunk it and basically wanted to start a website. I don't know if you've ever seen the website Screw Loose Change. But basically,
no, I haven't. I've never heard of it. That's interesting. I never heard of that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, they've attacked me, and I've seen Richard Gate. All of us 9/11 truthers have been attacked on that website at one time or another. But, it's horrific. And that's what I had wanted to do because I was so upset by what they were suggesting in that movie, Loose Change. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to debunk any of it.
Yeah.
So I found myself, here's this regular kind of girl. I had started a church 2 years before. So I felt very, I was motivated by moral things. And all I could do was walk around and pray. And what am I supposed to do with this? And before I knew it, I was on the phone with an old friend. His name's Mike Harden. He's an amazing writer here in Columbus. He had his own column on the front page of the Metro section here in Columbus, Ohio, the Columbus Dispatch. And he does profiles on people. He's kind of like a on-the-road kind of guy, you know, and he'll just profile regular people.
Yeah.
And he found my story very interesting. Because I had just done a 180, here's someone who didn't care about politics.
Yeah.
Who now it's like, I greeted him at the Bob Evans with like this whole, like, here's a book on it, here's some movie, and, he did this huge profile on it. Well, it was wonderful because at the time I was just now starting to promote 9/11 Truth. Kevin Barrett was our first guest to Columbus, and it got me started on a very difficult mission. And keep in mind, I was someone who threw parties. I was a fundraiser. I mean,
a fundraiser for the Republican Party, right?
No, actually, for anything that I found important.
Oh, like I see. Okay.
For example, when the tsunami struck, within 3 weeks, I had, hundreds of people gathered together. We raised $50,000. And that
wow.
was just on something that, caught my fancy. And, because of the friends that I had, and I do use that in the past tense now,
why do you say you use that in the past tense? If I can just step on your words just for a second, please, without,
Unfortunately, when you scream into a bullhorn, 9/11 was an inside job, you're kind of saying you make yourself into a pariah in this area.
Oh, okay.
And
all right. I see what you mean.
It's not okay. okay. do that.
Yeah, okay,
it's
I understand
It's like
that.
Being a Holocaust denier in, you know, in Israel, or
right.
I don't know.
Right, no, I understand
it's
that.
It's not a good thing to do.
Right. So, I've experienced that myself. Okay, okay.
So, after about a year, we had a group called Columbus911Truth.org. I met some unbelievably courageous, energetic, intelligent, amazing people, some of the most amazing people that I had ever met. And I was rubbing elbows at the time with, you know, the elite of Columbus.
Yeah.
But I would say that my 9/11 Truth friends, wow, they were exceptional in every way.
Okay.
But after a year of that kind of effort, bringing in Dr. David Ray Griffin, bringing in William Rodriguez, all of them, to our area, what I found was, even when I had a large crowd, which for my best efforts was maybe 250 people for this area, I found that I was preaching to the choir.
Right, and that's
yes,
a problem.
My choir was growing.
Right.
But I looked at my results, and I looked at the faces of my growing children, who are now 8 and 9, okay. And you know, I feel like we're no closer now than we were when I found out that everything had gone so wrong.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, you know what? I can push on a brick wall all day long, but
right.
it's not until the brick wall falls over that any work has been done and
right.
can be measured.
Right.
And that's the science, you know, that is just the definition of it. So it was time to go back to the lab and build a better mousetrap. And that's when I started looking at everything that everyone was doing. And one thing that really caught my eye was the work of Matt Sullivan, who I had met on several occasions. He was from Washington, D.C., 9/11 Truth. I mean, that group was amazing. I mean, everyone has seen the 9/11 Truth Now signs that people hold up at activist rallies and so on. That's
right.
the work of one group.
Right.
And that is, like, all across the country.
Correct.
But it's Matt Sullivan who started the Rock Creek Free Press. At the time, it was about... It had put out 6 editions, probably over the course of 1 year. It had put out 6 editions.
The Rock Creek, okay.
Oh, yes. The Rock Creek Free Press is outstanding, outstanding coverage. It's, you know, they're my heroes.
And what do they cover primarily, I'm sorry, Sharon, but Sherry, what do they cover in their press?
I'll tell you. They are not shy about covering the conspiracies that are plaguing our country.
Oh, okay.
They're not shy about covering 9/11 Truth at all. They headline that constantly. And what I, you know, in looking at that initially, I was calling Matt to say, we would like to distribute the Rock Creek Free Press, I mean, by the thousands, here in Columbus. But as I really looked at it, and I recognized some of the mistakes that I had made as a 9/11 activist, I mean, admittedly, looking over my own mistakes, they sprung up mainly because I myself was angry. I mean, I
yeah.
was so angry, but to be an effective outreach, you know, minister, really, you can't be angry with the fact that your congregation or the people that you're reaching are deceived or reluctant.
Correct.
Or what you're saying
point.
Is scary.
Excellent
yeah.
point. Right.
And so I looked at my, you know, my own behavior and my own message, and you don't have enough time to say what, you know, all the evidence is. You know, you're saying, hey, how you doing? 9/11 was an inside job. Here's
yeah.
a flyer.
Right. Uh-uh. yeah. And all of a sudden you're a nutcake, you know, right off the bat, and they don't want to talk to you anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, even when you tone it down, you know, you know, okay, so for the first 3 months I was really going about it wrong. then, you know, I maybe became better at, you know, constructing the message. But still, it just wasn't effective because they didn't have the base of knowledge required to
right.
handle 9/11 truth. So what I realized as a teacher, you know, I was trained, you know, to be an elementary school teacher. You cannot, you know, teach algebra to first graders.
Right.
Because they're just learning their
addition
facts.
That's right.
Facts.
Right. Correct.
So I looked at 9/11 truth as, yes, if you are going to talk about one issue, but you have to assume that they're, you know, your students are going to understand that issue.
Right.
Yes, 9/11 truth is the one to go for because that is, that's the linchpin.
Right.
However, they don't understand it.
Right.
They can't accept it. You cannot feed a child, a tiny baby, porterhouse steak.
Right.
You know, they don't even know how to use a knife and fork. You have to give them milk toast. And so
that's a great metaphor. Okay, I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what I looked at, even when I looked at the Rock Creek Free Press, and even though it's 8 pages of magnificent reporting on some of the most important stories in the country that aren't covered anywhere else, what I realized was it was maybe not porterhouse steak, but maybe it was, you know, still, you know, they weren't ready for it.
Right.
So I'm sorry. Am I still here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had a British lady talking in my ear.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, so I developed the Liberty Voice to try to water down what the Rock Creek Free Press was saying, but yet use that very well-established format of the newspaper. The newspaper, I couldn't believe it. My first day of publishing was on November 11th, 2007. It was Veterans Day. I did it in honor of the veterans.
Okay.
And what I found immediately was when you hand someone a newspaper and you tell them, oh, you know, I just mentioned that it was my newspaper, they'd be like, you printed a newspaper? Wow, that's, I mean, and they would read it just because of the credibility of the format.
Right.
And
it's well done. It's well done. Very, very well done. Yeah.
Well, but it was, and back, you know, a year and a half ago, it might not, I don't know if you would have said very well done. I mean, it's come a long ways. I've gotten better at my trade, of course, you know, because let's keep in mind, I mean, really, I had typed flyers, and that was about my experience,
right. Yeah.
You know, and I've done worksheets, okay? So the newspaper format was very difficult for me, but it's gotten better. And what I found, even when it wasn't, you know, as good as I think it is now, is people, it was like day and night. I mean, I wanted to just cry out of just the relief of knowing that I had found something that could potentially help people. You know,
right.
I had spent, oh, you know, I don't know if you've ever burned DVDs. But burning DVDs is a very labor-intensive,
yeah.
time-intensive, and then you don't even know if that DVD is going to work on there.
I know. I avoid it like the plague. I always give it to somebody else to do for me. I'll be honest with you. I'm a chicken.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, but, you know, at the time, you know, I had lost my marriage. You know, I had lost, you know, everything. So it was a very, you know, it was a huge sacrifice, and you don't even know if they're getting watched or even
right.
if they're able to be watched. But to be able to hand out your newspaper and see a whole auditorium of people holding up the Liberty Voice and they're reading the, you know, stories that and talking with each other about it, it's unbelievable. And now, you know, we've been around, what, a year and a half, but truly probably a force to be reckoned with maybe just this past year. And now when I go to a store owner, you know, that's how we distribute the bulk of our newspapers is through what we call hosts. and we'll leave off anywhere from 25 to even 500 copies of our newspaper at one location. And I'll go up to a new host and say, oh, you know, I'm the publisher of the Liberty Voice. Would you consider being a host? Have you read the Liberty Voice? And 9 times out of 10, would you believe they've actually seen the Liberty Voice? They like what we're doing, and it's amazing because the whole dialogue here in Columbus, Ohio has completely changed. I'm not proud of this, but one of my past publishers that actually prints my paper gave me the credit or the blame in my book, but of you know, we are a very red state, and yet Ohio went to Barack Obama. Columbus overwhelmingly voted for Barack Obama. And they, you know, some people have said it's because the Liberty Voice enlightened them to, you know, at least vote for change, you know. Of course, right. We know that there is no such thing if you're voting for the Republicans. But,
right, yeah.
That was an
unintended consequence, though, right? I mean, you didn't intend that. That was an unintended consequence in that case. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I myself, you know, I mean, yeah, you're having a knee-jerk reaction. Well, I don't like McCain because that's McSane, you know?
Right, right.
And so, well, who do you vote for? Well, some people voted for third parties and some people are more strategic and are just like, okay, anything but McCain, so, you know, maybe Barack Obama will
right,
be the,
yeah, I know a lot of people did that,
but,
yeah.
Absolutely. So, but the point is that I've really felt a change, and oddly enough, there aren't too many people who are actually believing the 9/11 official story, even here in Columbus. It seems like I think that somehow that, you know, what I considered a failure, which was our 9/11 truth activism, really hasn't been. And but I hadn't really gotten to see that fruit until more recently, I think. And we do cover 9/11 truth in the Liberty Voice, but just not very often.
Right. Now, but you're not politically associated with any particular political ideology. You are just strictly for freedom. I have to ask a question then. The party that is aligned, that aligns perfectly with your newspaper, by the way, and it's aligns with Liberty and the likes of Ron Paul would be the Libertarian Party. Have you tried to embrace the Libertarian Party for any, you know, in that regard?
Oh, you know, I mean, it's like I would never embrace them officially, and they would never embrace me officially.
And why is that?
Because I espouse a lot of things that they aren't going to come out about officially. And likewise, I'm opposed to aligning yourself with any political party. Yet at the same time, they greet me with open arms, you know, as, you know, I was the only media who, well, I guess I can't say that, but I got a half an hour alone with Bob Barr when he was in town because of the Libertarians are so kind to me.
Right.
They have, you know, allowed me to, you know, attend their conference free of charge, and just, I mean, they're so very kind to me. And they appreciate what I'm doing, but, you know, we just keep a respectable distance because we have to do that. You know, that's just,
Okay. Sherry, let me just stop for station identification. Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. As our guest, we have Miss Sherry Clark. She's the publisher of the Liberty Voice newspaper, and we're learning about how she embarked on this venture, as well as maybe how we can stop preaching to the choir. And I know that's a concern for most of our listeners, because we seem to be reinforcing one another. It's this mutual admiration society sometimes, as they say. And we need to get away from that and get to people who are skeptical but at least willing to listen. So, Sherry, now I consider you, I mean, from the little that I know about you personally, but from your newspaper and from what I have heard, I consider you a libertarian, by the way.
So everyone does.
I will endorse you as a quasi closet libertarian. How about that? Is that all right with you?
That's all right.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Now, I guess the newspaper that you have is a manner in which you decided was a way to stop just preaching to the choir, of putting it into locations where people would just pick it up out of curiosity, and they wouldn't know what's in it, so you wouldn't be preaching necessarily to the choir, but they would at least then read and maybe stimulate some thought. Now, once these people start reading the newspaper and they have this epiphany, if you will, after reading a few articles, and they want more, what do they do? What are you asking people to do? Just to continue to read the newspaper, or contact somebody, or what's the follow-up from just reading the newspaper?
You know, that's an excellent point, Joe, and actually I think that that's some place that around the first of the year we realized that we were probably not doing enough. And so one of the things that we have tried to do is, for example, in the state sovereignty movement, we've covered that from the beginning, and maybe not the very beginning, but certainly with this new House of Representatives, we had that introduced into the House and most recently into the Senate, and we have advised our readers to, you know, call their representatives, and we'll, you know, leave the website, you know, information, and we try to encourage our readers to do certain things. And that usually is only one or two things, you know, per edition. And we're also including like-minded information, like I'll probably include your radio show as, you know, one of the people of liberty that people can listen to. And, you know, we're trying to cross-pollinate with other like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
That are doing work for our country. And so these are the sorts of things that we're doing right now. But more than anything, I look at the Liberty Voice as an educational outreach.
Right.
And it's kind of like, you know, the civics class you never got. You know, it's like things my teachers never told me.
Right, yeah.
So that's kind of, I look at my classroom as like now we're at 20,000 readers, and that's very exciting.
That's excellent, yeah.
Yeah. And in some of the most, the reddest parts of Franklin County, which is, you know, the county seat of Columbus, which is our capital, I can't believe the response in some of our locations. I mean, literally, we're 500 copies are distributed at one location, and it's not that they're getting thrown away.
Yeah.
We'll stop by 5 days later, and 150 copies are gone. And it's unbelievable. These are in some of the most strongholds of the Republican Party.
Right.
And so this is you know, and it doesn't really matter whether it's red or blue at this point. And people are really getting away from this left-right paradigm here in Ohio. And I think that the Liberty Voice has really added to that.
Yeah,
is more than anything what I'm hoping for, because we have some outstanding libertarian candidates, independent candidates, constitutional candidates. We have some outstanding folks that are ready to serve the people, and that's what we're hoping to really build up, no matter what the third party is. Just look at the candidate themselves, you know,
yeah.
and see where they're being funded. That's what we're trying to teach our readers. And I think, you know, in this environment, we're able to make hay. You know, the sun is shining. When when it's doom and gloom in the New York Times and you know, it's frantic all over and panic all over the city because of what our government is doing to us, it is time to make hay in the Patriot Movement.
Right.
And, you know, let's you know, bail up the huge bales and feed the people, feed the sheeple, feed, you know, whoever we can, because
well,
this is when we can really gather our people.
Well, Sherry, you being, are you an ordained minister or you said you started?
I have a pastor's heart, but, and, you know, I just can't stand for, you know, I just felt like my friends and family and neighbors were standing on the railroad tracks and had no idea that the train was coming. And I felt like I was going, no, really, please just stand over there, you know, and somehow with my 9/11 truth message, you know, they were like, yeah, I know, you're going through menopause, you're going crazy,
yeah.
There's something wrong with you. But
that's terrific.
But it was sad. But, you know, now that I can just kind of be, you know, whoever behind a, you know, keyboard publishing this Liberty Voice, that's what's beautiful, is it's the message that's important, not the person who's delivering it or whatever. It's the information. And we are, because we don't take advertising from anyone, we are community supported. We are 100% funded by, well, mostly by people who saw my work in 9/11 Truth and believed in, you know, my sincerity and my ability to do things.
Right.
And have helped, you know, print this paper when, you know, before the community really started pitching in. And we have very reasonable rates, you know. It costs us $5.90. Well, actually, if you include the cost of the paper, let's see, that would actually be $6.90 to send out, you know, 10 issues of the Liberty Voice.
Right.
But, and that's pure cost.
Right.
But with, and our lowest subscription is only $10. And we say that's for, you know, if you're financially challenged or whatever, you know, $10 is your rate, you know, and $20 is the regular subscription rate, or, you know, just be generous. And we do, and it's so kind. I can't tell you what it means to me to go to the mailbox and get a stack of you know, subscriptions at $10 a piece or whatever it is. But, you know, I've actually had people who have sent in like maybe $100, and they'll list on, like, it's obviously their family, you know, because they're mostly the same last name.
Yeah.
And they just want their family to know these things. You know,
right.
Maybe they haven't been able to convince them at Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I can understand that, because we all have family.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, don't even tell them it's from me. Just send it to them, and here's the money. And it's just so...
It's gratifying. You feel like
so
it's...
gratifying.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I asked you about religion is because from my perspective... when you're talking about religion to someone, you have to treat it the same way as you approach politics. And when you approach politics to someone, with someone, you have to treat it the same as religion. You can't go up to someone and say, oh, by the way, Bob, you know that religion that you were brought up in? It's wrong. You know, you're praying to the wrong God. Let me explain you why. I mean, all he's going to do, punch you in the nose or leave. And it's the same thing with politics. You can't say, oh, by the way, you know, you've been a Republican. I'm going to tell you why you've been wrong all your life. It's the same thing. I mean, it's religion.
Absolutely.
Is, politics is, a, in fact, not a religion. I recognize that. But it is accepted as a religion. It is treated as a religion, and people don't even realize that. So we can't approach it as a math problem, saying, Bob, 1 + 1 is not 3, it's 2, let me explain why, and then everyone's happy in the cottage. And this is a hurdle, because I'm still uncertain how you bridge that gap, how you go to someone, or how you ever discuss any subject where the very inception of the subject is confrontational, not so much from the person who's doing the preaching, but from the other side, actually from the pew, if you will.
Absolutely.
you know, where they say, well, what do you mean by that? You think the president, and they're ready to fight before they even know what you're going to say, and they have no idea where you stand. And I don't know how to handle it. You have any suggestions for me? I'm lost.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you who turned me around, who was the ultimate preacher for me, was Ron Paul. I mean, everyone says it, but I'm telling you, he inspired a whole new chapter in my activism outreach. And that is because when the people are confronted, or not confronted, but I mean, everyone agrees that the Constitution is, you cannot argue that the Constitution is America. You cannot argue with the founders.
Right.
And when you espouse those ideals and you're criticizing politicians based on the founders' own ideals, and then it's a whole new paradigm. Then it's not left versus right, but American versus un-American.
That's correct. American versus un-American, I like
American
that. Very good. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is where you make hay.
Right.
That is where the point is not to be on the other side of the person you're talking to, but to be on the same side and to strengthen that side,
right,
the knowledge of that side and the realizations of how far we've come from those things that we all love.
Right.
And so that's why Ron Paul really turned me around and got me thinking that maybe we could go about this a different way.
Right. Well, where do you see the Liberty Voice going? Right now you have circulation. I assume the circulation is not only in Ohio, but outside of Ohio. And if it's outside of Ohio, how did it get there? And then where do you see it going from here?
Well, it's really exciting. There's in the summer months, what I love about the summer months, to me, it's all about, you know, finding new places, you know, new minds, you know. And in the summer months in Ohio, we have a lot of parades. And in one parade, if I even have just a dozen or 15 people, we can pass out 7,000 newspapers in one day very easily. And that is very exciting. I remember doing this, you know, same type outreach with DVDs and flyers. And not only are flyers almost as expensive as newspapers.
Right, yeah.
But you never know how many. I mean, it just feels like pollution. But with 8 pages of, you know, a broadsheet newspaper, and not to mention not having to burn all those DVDs. We could only burn like 1,000 DVDs for any one parade, and we'd be, you know, we'd be like 500 feet.
Well, you know, people
are
DVD.
Don't
you think people are DVD'd out? I mean, I must have. I have a pile of DVDs. I don't know what to do with them. If I watched every DVD that was given to me, I would do absolutely nothing but stare at a tube all day watching them. And especially with the internet, with YouTube and all the rest, I think my opinion is that DVDs have lost their effectiveness unless they're very specific and someone is interested in that subject. But giving people out DVDs, because I go to meetings and they give out DVDs, I go, oh my God, this is the 740th DVD I haven't watched yet.
I know, and it is very, well, I think it's probably more so for a patriot.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, in your position, you are going to get more than others. But, yeah, I did always, again, yeah, you wonder if they're actually being watched. What's nice about the newspaper versus a DVD is, A, it can be very, like, on your way to do something else, you can read a newspaper.
Right.
And, you know, it's very, you know, and then you just get engrossed, hopefully, into the paper. But, and so you don't have to lay out 2 hours. But And that's another reason why we only print once a month, because actually, even though it's only an 8-page paper, maybe because it doesn't have any advertising, it actually takes a long time to read our paper.
Oh, yes, it works. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of meat in your newspaper. There really is. There's mm-hmm. some publications. I always complain about these. Some of these magazines, especially the women's magazines, there's one article and there's got to be 800 advertisements for lipstick and nail polish and you name it, you know. And I said, well, I don't know why you buy it. You're just buying advertisements. You're not buying any articles of any value.
True.
Yeah. Well, where do you see, Sherry, this newspaper going? And did you have any aspirations, benchmarks that you wanted to achieve or anything like that? Or is everything a surprise to you at this point?
We just brought on a managing editor, and he's more of a planner than I am. And that just happened this past month that we've gotten this new managing editor. But how we've done it thus far is, we've been just very lucky with the, I designed the newspaper to be distributed anywhere. I designed the newspaper, originally it was, I don't know if I still have it on the front cover or not, but it used to say the Heartland. It was published in the Heartland.
Right.
Because, in Ohio, that's what we're, but I don't want it to be known as the Powell, Ohio paper, because it doesn't really have hardly any local news.
Right.
It's all about the national politics, and while everyone else is all about community news, we're all about national news.
Right.
And so it can go anywhere, and I designed it as a bridge to everywhere. Heard about our bridges to nowhere. This is a bridge to everywhere.
Okay.
No matter where you are on the political spectrum, no matter who you listen to, you can find something that absolutely you will understand and know that it's true. It will ring true to you. And even just the last page, which is traditionally every month we have the not so funny page, and it's very political, but it's hysterical. I mean, it's wickedly, sadly funny. I mean, like a Jon Stewart type rant. And these are the sorts of things that we try to do. So if I were to say, where do we want to go? We want to go into your town, and it was designed for your town. And I don't care if at a certain point you want to put, if the activist wants to put their name on it, makes them feel great, great. But currently what we're doing is people are maybe only taking like 200 newspapers, which is very easy to ship out, and they're leaving. Some people, some of our distributors distribute them door to door. I've never done that. I only have host sites where I'll leave a stack at a coffee shop.
Well, do you ask them to do that, or they just do that voluntarily?
The activists in different communities around the country, they usually somehow find us, and it's just been amazing. I have like maybe a dozen or maybe 20, about a dozen distributors around the country, and it's just been very happenstance, and it's been, but I've never marketed the newspaper for what I really think it should be used for. And like I said, it's the best. I mean, I'm not saying this to toot my own horn at all. It's just that that's how I designed it. And I believe it's the best outreach for a community to turn a community around.
Right. Now, I assume that you're sending... I'm awfully sorry, Sherry. I stepped on your words, but I did have a question to ask you. Tulsa Truth gets copies of your newspaper, and it's always on the table at the monthly Tulsa Truth meetings, which I try to make most of those. And so is that how you're distributing it to activist organizations in other states, or is there another way in which your venue that you're using to distribute your newspaper?
One of our best... I remember we went to some friends of mine from the Ron Paul Group here in Columbus, Ohio, who has organized themselves as the Ohio Freedom Alliance. I think they're at ohiofreedom.org. Some of my friends from there took, like, I think it was 5,000 newspapers up to a Ron Paul rally, and they distributed them for me there.
Okay, I see.
And I had actually published that particular edition just for that rally. And, you know, on the not-so-funny page where I usually list all of my host sites for here, in, mainly in Central Ohio, in that space I said, you were reading this because, you know, this was developed for you. If you want to distribute this in your hometown, and we got a half a dozen distributors just from that rally alone. And, you know, some
oh, wow.
of those,
that's terrific.
Those patriots,
okay. yeah.
like I said, they even not in Tulsa. Where's the, oh, I'm sorry. There's another place in Oklahoma that is distributing my newspaper.
Oh, okay.
And
in Oklahoma City
or?
Oklahoma City or?
I think it is Oklahoma City, duh. Oklahoma City, and they are actually finding different host sites for our paper, and I'm now I'm asking my activists who are distributing for me, if you have a host site, please, by all means, I'll list their, you know, your city and state and that business's name in my regular publication.
Right.
And, you know, as thanks for, you know, distributing our paper. And it's very easy to do. I mean, 9 times out of 10, when I go into a business, they'll take 50 or 100 papers.
Wow.
And it's an easy way to get newspapers out.
How many do you actually print every month then? I mean, do you know how many?
Consistently, consistently we're at 20,000. Next month for July, we're going to be at 27,000 because
wow.
of the parade.
Okay.
That we're going to be doing. But since we started, every month we have grown by 10%.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is very unusual for anything like this.
Right.
Or anything at all.
Yeah. So you don't really know where you're going. All you know is it's growing, right? And you're just continuing
it's
to promote it.
And we're ready, and we're not going anywhere.
Okay.
As long as we can, we will.
Right. And your contributions or your subscriptions are increasing as well. So at least you're deferring some of the costs. That's wonderful. Okay.
And what's amazing by that, I hope you understand that I appreciate the fact that these most 90% of my subscribers know where they can pick it up for free. Okay, and instead they are mailing me a check, you know, and it might not be big, but they're mailing me a check to support the Liberty Voice and what we're doing.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that just shows you the hunger that people have for good information.
Right,
and we do print there. I mean, we headlined a New York Times article. Well, how are we able to do that? Because of fair use. I am a teacher. This is educational material, period. There are no advertisements. And so we draw from the best of the best. Paul Craig Roberts, I mean, yes, he has given me permission to publish anything that he's ever printed or will print. He's an amazing patriot, and we have other writers like that.
Right.
But it doesn't matter to me. I will print anything and, you know, or die trying. So.
Right, and there's no one to say I disagree with you what you said in the last edition, and I'm pulling my advertising or any stuff like that. So you're free to go the way you're going. Now I guess you've answered my question as to how do you stop preaching to the choir, and that's actually through the newspaper itself, because we don't know, or you don't know, or no one knows who is going to pick up the next edition. It could be a neocon, it could be a socialist, and they can read the newspaper and say, you know, get them to think. So you don't know who's reading the newspaper, and I assume that's the way that you're getting around preaching to the choir. Am I correct?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
And we always lead, or we at least try very hard to lead with a very constitutional story, and even better, 9 times out of 10, we're able to find some good story, some way that the American people have made progress towards toward freedom rather than leading with bad news.
Okay, Sherry, we have an incoming call, and I think I know who this is, and you could be delighted who it is. Hold on 1 second, please. Caller, you're on the air. Your first name, please.
This is Jim in Tulsa.
Aha, Jim. Hi, Jim. Okay.
Joe, Sherry, how are you doing tonight?
We are doing great. Thanks for bringing us all together, brother.
Well, listen, it just tickles me. I'm so proud of what you're doing. You won't believe if my family and I just got in the door a few minutes ago from my brother's wedding in Columbus, Ohio. I had breakfast yesterday morning at the Mozart's Coffee Shop on High Street and saw your newspapers there.
Thanks, yeah.
And I just had a wonderful 5-day trip in your hometown, and as you can imagine, it was crazy with all the festivities and I just regret that I didn't have a chance to connect with you. But we'll do it another time.
Fantastic. I'm glad you enjoyed Columbus's hospitality.
Absolutely. A great time. But I was just glad that I got in and I saw that it was a quarter ten tail, and I said, well, I have time to catch the end of the show, maybe call in. And again, I'm just so proud of what you're doing, Sherry. Keep up the good work. You're an inspiration to all of us, and I feel honored that that I've gotten to know you and that we're in this fight together.
We are in the foxhole together, and so I'm glad you're there to back us all up.
Well, listen, just a couple minutes to go. I you and I will have to catch up another time. But I just wanted to real quickly call in, and I'll listen to the first 45 minutes of the broadcast as it's archived here in a little bit. So great catching up with you. I'll talk to you soon, and again, keep up the good work. And Joe, I'll talk to you soon as well.
Thanks, okay, guys. Jim, thank you so much for calling
in.
Good night.
Welcome.
Boy, that was neat.
Guy.
That's right. He just came back from Columbus. He was in Columbus, Ohio, your neck of the woods, so to speak. Well, Sherry, we have about one more minute to go. I mean, we have a little bit. No, we have about one more minute to go. Why don't we reserve this time to tell our listeners how they may subscribe to your newspaper and any other information you'd like to depart, and then we'll close the program from there, okay? It's all yours.
There are two ways you can subscribe to the Liberty Voice. I'd love to send out a sample copy or whatever you can afford. But go to our website. It has some of the archived copies there and some of our latest stories at www.thelibertyvoice.com. And there's also a place where you can subscribe there. And if you wanted, our address is The Liberty Voice at P.O. Box 411. That's for information. Powell, Ohio 43065. Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Well, thank you. I applaud your efforts, and I tell you, you're right up there with all the rest of them, and it's remarkable what you're doing, and I really admire you, and I thank you so much for being our guest this evening.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Take care now. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Wow, she was interesting, wasn't she? Wow. Wow. Folks, there may not be a live broadcast this Thursday, coming Thursday morning. I may be out, maybe I'm able to broadcast. I'm not certain yet, but don't count on it. So our next broadcast will be probably next Sunday evening. We are going to have a guest, and I'll publish that on our blog. Okay, and this is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Grant Jacobs Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.